Shoot and Don't Shoot, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Susan Allen, part of our team here at Sportsman Spotlight, sent me some emails, and one of them referred to two trophy hunters from the U.S. who hunted a wild goat on the Scottish island of Islay. The hunters received backlash after they posted pictures with their dead goat. The Scottish National Party has said the Environment Secretary will look into whether changes to the law might be required. I might tell you that there was a woman hunter who took a selfie of herself and the goat, which, by the way, wasn't much larger than a hunting dog, and posted it on Twitter. I don't know if you agree or disagree with shooting a small wild goat, but taking a selfie and posting it worldwide is bound to draw controversy. Another example of this self-aggrandizement via selfie is the Fish and Game official from Idaho who posted a picture of a whole family of baboons that he had killed in Zambia. The dead family included mother, father, and babies. Even though it was legal, not only did it cause an eruption of negative sentiment from around the world, but it cost him his job. What about the moron dentist from Minnesota who killed a basically domesticated Cecil the lion in Africa? If nothing else, this selfie preoccupation may be damaging the reputations of American hunters. So, just a thought. To quote Susan, shoot, but don't shoot. Selfies, that is. But if you must, at least think about it before you post it on social media. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.